Jesus was all alone in the wilderness, hungry, facing temptations, the dark night of human existence. What sustained him through the dark night? A strong sense of identity, knowing who you are, where you come from, what makes you you, and that when you're alone, you're not alone. When the blessings flow and when the darkness closes in, we still say, "Blessed be the Lord." To endure in the wilderness of life, we too must know and remember who we are and whose power is within us, whose wind is in our sails. At the beginning of Lent, Christians often participate in a ritual of recalling our mortality, that we may first remember that we are creatures and not gods. We say to one another, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." So the first act in the season of wilderness is remember who we are, lest we forget. This is a foundational, fundamental, everlasting human need. Of course we forget. We forget who we are and where we come from and who is with us. All of life is a cauldron of distractions and dead ends and misdirections. The mystics described the cloud of unknowing in which those who grow in holiness encounter union with God. Most of us instead live in a haze of confusion in which we can't see where we're going, don't know where we've come from, and stumble our way through daily life into and out from big decisions we don't know how to make, and into and through habits that, if we didn't choose intentionally, still bear heavy with a weight hard to wriggle away from. One of the gifts of shared worshiping life are the ritual remembrances that cut through such a haze. Do this in remembrance of me. You were baptized with Christ and rise to walk in new life. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. And for ancient Israel, a down-to-earth ritual that said so much and so little, my father was a wandering Aramaean. Crossing from the desert into the promised land, each person of Israel was to memorize a short confession to be ready on their lips when they made their offering of first fruits in the new land into which they were about to enter. After 400 years of enslavement in Egypt and 40 years of Exodus wilderness, these are some of the last instructions they were given. Don't forget what you've come through, who you are, and where you came from. When you get there, when you've come into the land flowing with milk and honey, there's something you're to do and to say, and you're to do it to remember where you are, who you are, who and what you come from, to whom you owe your gratitude, and with whom you share this life, and what all that requires of you. This land you're about to enter is a good land, and you're going to make a life there. The land is a gift from the Lord your God, who has done great things for you and seen you through this wilderness. This land is an inheritance. It's yours to own and be responsible for. You're not just passing through. This is going to be your home. You've lived for so long as slaves. Now you have your own place. This is yours. Live in the land and grow things. The land is flowing with milk and honey, but your responsibility now is to grow things by caring for the soil, plant seeds and nurture them, tend to the animals and their relationship with the land. You're going to come into, in the fullness sense of the word. You're going to come into, live in, and know the land so well it becomes part of you. That's what happens with anyone who puts their shoulder to the plow and their hands in the dirt. This land is gift, ownership, participation in the creative, life-sustaining way of the Lord your God. And then you'll grow good and beautiful things. And you're to take the first fruits of your vines, plants, trees, and stalks, put them in a basket, bring them before the priest of the Lord, and offer them as a sacrifice of gratitude. In a sacrifice of gratitude, you remember who you are. Every ritual of remembrance is a celebration of God's life in ours. Do this in remembrance of me. At the Eucharist, we give God thanks for our salvation by bringing before the Lord the gifts of the Lord in bread and wine and sharing with one another. You were baptized with Christ and rise to walk in new life. We give thanks for our baptisms and pray for those who are being baptized as a sign of their new life in Christ that we share with them. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. God is the author and architect of life. All of life is sustained by God's grace, and all of life, when these bodies die, return to the Adama from which Adam was brought to life. And for ancient Israel, onto which we are grafted, a ritual of remembrance. When you enter this land, this gift, this inheritance, this responsibility, remember where you came from. Each individual was to learn to say, "My father was a wandering Aramean." Remembering Jacob, who left famine-plagued Canaan for Egypt generations before, it invokes the whole history of the patriarchs, from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to his sons. In his wandering, in his starving, my poor father went down to Egypt and there prospered, from a few in number to a great nation. And when the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us by imposing hard labor on us, we cried to the Lord. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with a terrifying display of power and with signs and wonders. And he brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Say all of this. Take your basket, set it before the altar. Bow down before the Lord, say all of this, and celebrate. You celebrate with everyone whose participation in this feast is made possible by your sacrifice. The Levites who have no land, the foreigners among you, the widows, orphans, and all who have need, all will eat to their fill. The somber ritual draws its power from a story of suffering transformed into a community of celebration. It's the darkness of Good Friday to the dawn of Easter morning. It's the confession, "I was lost, but now I'm found." It's family vacation, but in this version, Chevy Chase and his kids pull into Wally World, and it's open. And it's the best place that ever existed, and they get to stay there. Here is ritual remembrance of a most unlikely story, a story worth telling and retelling over and over, year after word, year, telling in eloquent words and through the generous giving and free sharing of an overflowing bounty of delicious food. But then, here's Jesus, all alone, no community to share or celebrate with, in a desolate place, no flowing milk or honey. And yet, for all these vulnerabilities, Satan's temptation of Jesus looks so silly in light of the grand story, which already was his strength. If you're the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. Turn these stones to bread. That's your temptation? I've turned diets of manna and quail into milk and honey. You think a few loaves of bread are all that interesting to me? I've turned chaos into creation. I've turned wilderness wanderers into farmers. I've turned water into wine, friends into enemies into friends. Failed marriages into reconciled covenants, stones into bread. My father was a wandering Aramaean. You don't concern me. You'll give me all the kingdoms of the world? That's your temptation? I've turned a lost, divided little family into a nation. I've turned sinners into saints and warriors into peacemakers. I've turned slaves into freemen. I've turned slaves of addiction into empowered, freed people. I've turned poverty into riches, back to poverty, and then to abundance. I've been the light in the valley of the shadow of death, and the rod and the staff for the stumbling and weak who don't think they can take another step. I've made the blind to see, the lame to walk, the deaf to hear. I've preached good news to the imprisoned and freedoms to the captive. I turned Simon into Peter and Saul into Paul and Mary Magdalene into the churches. First preacher of the gospel of the resurrection. I whisper words of faith to men and women under persecution. That's your temptation? Throw myself down from the temple to test whether God can catch me? That's your temptation? I've seen the lion and the lamb lay down together. I've turned mountains and valleys into highways and led God's people home. I'll turn a crown of thorns into a crown of glory, and a tomb of death into an altar in the world. I'll roll away stones. I'll shake heaven and earth. Turn these stones into bread. I could turn them into a five-course banquet if I wanted, or build them into a temple in 3 days if I chose. No thanks. I'll let them lie here a little longer. And someday, those who come long from now will say of me, my Savior was a wandering, starving Judean. He went to the wilderness led by the Spirit, and there the spirit of evil Satan treated him harshly and afflicted him for 40 days, but he endured in faith. And in the trial, he remembered who he was. In the wilderness, he discovered who he was. And the Lord brought him out from the wilderness, led him into a ministry that changed the world and changed my life. Changed the world into a world that flowed with the milk of truth and the honey of grace. And when he faced the cross, he knew what to do and what to say because of who he is. And who God is, not my will, but yours be done. And he went to the cross, and all creation wept, but 3 days later, the stone was rolled away, the thunder rolled, the tomb empty, and he was raised from the dead, and we all with him. We who are dust are given this life and the promise of life to come. We who are buried with him are raised to walk in new life. We who walk with him are made the body of Christ, broken open for the world. We who forget who we are, remember. Our father was a wandering Aramaean. Our Savior was a crucified Judean. And so as we cross into the Lenten season of wilderness, just as when we cross into the land of Easter abundance, we're given grace in all things and ancient words, a divine story of deliverance that makes us who we are. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again, and he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.